I heard that Guru, if he's a Manjari, he has some service connected with some holy place. Let's say Varshana or Nandangram or Govardhan. Could you comment on this point?
You asked a question in a more clear way. I have some vague idea what you're saying, but I want to understand the
I
question.
heard the idea that
Heard means where you read? You read somewhere in Shastra?
now from Nityananda Parivar, one Babaji told
Okay.
that every guru he's connected in his service with some with a particular place, and they prefer to stay, let's say, in Vrindavan or at Govardhan or at
I think that's the same. That's a different way of saying the same point I just said. It's not a different question. I said, in other words, what I said is what he's saying. The seva you're interested in other words, you'll stay. The sadhaka prefers to stay. You don't naturally want to stay because in a place where concerning where to live in Vrindavan, the choice of residence, if one has a choice of residence, it's all transcendental, it's all a holy dham, but there are certain areas of Vrindavan are dedicated and more focused on different stairatis, or permanent moods of loving Krishna. When we think of Gokul, immediately we think Vatsalya Bhav, because this is the place of Krishna's Balya Leela. Our Brajendra Nandalal Sri Krishna, that we Gaudiyas worship. And of course, for everyone else there's one Krishna, but for us there's two. That's our Gaudiya viewpoint. The Krishna that we worship is born in Gokul as the son of Nanda and Yashoda. So his Balya Leela, before he started playing with the coward boys, it's all his mother and father and his brother and just house pastimes and here and there, stealing a little yogurt with a few friends. So that's Gokulila, mostly all Vatsalya Bhav, very little Sakiras. And then when he moved from Gokul at the age of 3, then he moved to Chatikar, down the road, this road. Chatikar he stayed also for 3.5 years, and there it's called Pogandalila, from 5 years old to 10. And there is when he got with the Vatsasura and the Agasura and the Bakasura and all the coward boys. That's when he started having his coward boy leelas. So if you stay in Chatikar or that Ramin Reti in the Ramin Reti in Vrindavan, where that many temples are, Premandir, etc., that is a new area, relatively new area, and that it was given that name, and the namesake for that Ramin Reti is actually in Gokul. The original Ramin Reti. Reti means dust, raj, dirt, soil. And Raman means playground. You can say the playground. So Krishna's playground, just south of Gokul, on the other side of the Yamuna, near Gokul and Ravel and Brahmandagat and Chirharangat, and then there's the place of Raman Reti. So Raman Reti and the coward boys used to play there. Calves, he was taking out the calves. Small cows. And they would play over there. So when this Vrindavan moved, Vrindavan, municipal Vrindavan, expanded out into the countryside, they named that area Raman Reti because it was all sand. It's all sand. So they named it after its name. Like sometimes there's a place in Delhi called Dwarka. It's part of Delhi. It's called Dwarka. And Dwarka is a holy dham. It's in Gujarat, on the west coast of India. But it's called Dwarka. Like this. So Ramin Reti area, where the Premandir is, there's no specific stai rati or leelas there that are known in Shastra. It's told that this is a place where Krishna Balaram would take out the cows. Could be, but it means they're staying in Chatikar and they're wandering down there for pasturing. But they'd be playing anywhere from here, from Chatikar all the way to Raman Reti, all the way to Yamuna. At any rate, that's another point. So the point you said that some Tyagi sadhu you met said that the person in the Ragmarg, in Manjri Bhav, He will stay in a place where his service is. Well, the Manjaris, first point is the Manjaris are like Radharani's shadow. They go wherever she goes. So the Manjari's service is everywhere. Even if you look at Madhyan Leela, as told in Govinda Leelamrita, Madhyan Leela, it starts at Radhakund, then in the middle of the Madhyan Leela, they're at Govardhan. And you say, wait a minute, because we generally have the idea that all the pastimes are going on at Radhakund and Madhyan Leela. But right in Govinda Leelamrita, you read it, says they go to Manasiganga, then they go to the caves of Govardhan, then they come back. So they're actually moving around. And the same thing with, as Madhya Leela is not completely fixed in Radhakund, mostly, because sometimes Radha and Krishna go to Govardhan also. But if now you look at the other long time period called Nisha Leela. Nisha Leela is 10:58 in the evening till 10:48 in the evening till 3:36 in the morning. So the primary place is Vrindavan. But when you read Govinda Leelamrita, they go to Vrindavan, then they worship, they do Yogapit puja at Govindastali, the Maha Yogapit in Vrindavan in the nighttime. And then Yamunapulin, they wander along the banks and then they do rasa dance. And then it says they go to Govardhan. They go to Govardhan to Chandra Sarovara. So they are in Govardhan. And then they come back to Vrindavan. So, because I was reading and trying to figure out where are they each time. I said, wait a minute. And I confirmed with Advaita Das. I said, yeah, they're moving around. They're not, because the general consensus is, oh, nighttime Radharani is just in Vrindavan. And in the afternoon, they're in Radhakund. If you read closely, Govinda Leelamrita in the Sanskrit English, you'll see, oh, now they're in Manasiganga, now they're in Chandra Sarovara, now they're Punchari, now they're back. So they were in Vrindavan, they came out to Govardhan, they went back to Vrindavan. In the Banvihar. It says they're wandering through different forests. It's not, the forests are from Vrindavan all the way to Chandra Sarovara. But that's because in the transcendental geography, Vrindavan can be big, it can be small. It can blossom and become very big. Great distances between two places, or the flower closes, then every place is contiguous. Every place is nearby. So it seems like a long distance to walk from Vamshivat to Govardhan and back again. But that's because it's not long. When you read Govinda Leelamrita, it says in the evening, Krishna steps out of his house in the evening, and in a few moments he's in Yogapit. It's 50 kilometers from Nandagram to Vrindavan Yogapit. He says in a few moments he arrives. He steps out of his house in a few moments. So time and space don't exist in the spiritual world in terms of the relative conceptions of time and space that we have in this world. So many kilometers far and so many kilometers near. And time is present in the spiritual world, but it's eternally present. And the time in the spiritual world, we have day in the spiritual world, we have night, but there's no debilitation. It doesn't diminish anything. It doesn't destroy anything. Here, the time factor destroys everything. Kalosmi. Of destroyers, Krishna says in Gita, of destroyers I am time. But time is serving Krishna there. So sometimes the night goes very fast. Sometimes the night is very long. When the gopis really want to dance with Krishna and dance and dance, and Krishna just thinks, oh, this night should be very long. So, Brahma Ratri, it says in Dasma Skanda, Brahma Ratri, the night of the rasa dance, was as long as a day of Brahma. 311 trillion years. 311 trillion years rasa dance. That's a long dance. So time, it was really that long, and they really danced that long. But they felt like it happened in a minute. Because everyone knows time flies, we say in America. Time flies when you're having fun. You understand? Yeah, you're at a party, it's good music and good people, and it's just fun, and everyone's enjoying it. Everything's just one of those perfect parties. And then, I started at 9, it's already 1 o'clock. Oh, we have to go. Oh, it's too bad. I remember sometimes at the end of Kartik, at the end of Kartik in Radhakund, you'd meet many devotees and they would say, "Oh Maharaj, I wish Kartik was every day. I wish Kartik was every day. I wish Kartik was all year round." And I say, "Why?" And this is a spontaneous, an effusion from their hearts. They feel so good because the atmosphere is so much devotion and so much just Kartik. There's no word for it. And it's like trying to describe the taste of jackfruit. You know, you have to eat it. You know. So if you lived in Radhakund or Vrindavan during Kartik and submerged yourself in all the devotional practices, which we always do, but more submerged, and maybe do a little extra with the mood of pleasing Radharani and pleasing Krishna, make more offerings, more, we give more of our time and more of our heart and more of our feelings to Krishna and express it through mantras and studies or pujas or dandavats or prakramas. I know one lady devotee, nice devotee, she said, "Oh, it's Kartik, I want to offer 30 dandavat prakramas to Radharani." That's not easy. It takes about, to go, I mean, not Govardhan, but Radhakund, takes about an hour and 25 minutes if you're okay speed, hour and a half, dandavats. And she's a lady, and every day, in 30 days, she lost so much weight too. I saw her, I didn't notice much because she did early in the morning or late at night, I didn't notice. One time I saw her, I was late on prakrama myself, and she had mud all over her nose, mud on her nose and on her forehead. And usually women, they don't walk around with mud on their nose and on their forehead. And she's lying there. I said, "You look very beautiful." She said, "What do you mean beautiful? There's all mud on my face." I said, "No, actually, there's two things we have. We have bhushan and doshan. Bhushan and doshan. So if you had this mud on your face because, you were working on fixing cars, or you were somewhere, you know, sweeping somewhere and all mud splashed up in your face, and you're just doing some mayic activity, that's doshan, that's dosh. Doshan means fault. It's a fault, it's impediment, it's imperfection, it's mal, it's dirty. But we have bhushan or doshan. So it's not a doshan. This is a bhushan because this mud on the tip of your long Russian nose, the tip on the end of your long Russian nose, and all the mud on your forehead, and maybe some pig stool here and there. You don't know what's on that ground. Because I've done dandavat prakrama a few times, and they're running by, you know, so you don't know what's happening down there. You know, can be a little interesting. So then I said, "This is a bhushan because these are bhushan means ornaments. These are the ornaments of your bhakti." It's like a woman ornaments her body with earrings and lipstick and nose pearl and nice necklaces. So the ornaments of devotion are the expressions of bhakti. So you're sweating and your clothes are all dirty, but it's because you were building Jagannath's cart. All day long you're building Jagannath's cart. And here you're offering dandavat prakrama to Radharani as a seva during Kartik. Production, Radharani production. Doing Radhakund, dandavat prakrama means you're doing dandavat prakrama of Srimati Radharani, Sakshat Radharani. Kundera Mahima Yena Radhara Mahima, Kundera Madhuri Yena Radhara Mahima. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said himself in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 18. Prayers and glorification of Radhakund. He said that the greatness and glories of Radhakund are the same as the greatness and glories of Radharani. Kundera Mahima Yena Radhara Mahima. Kundera Madhuri Yena Radha Madhuri Ma. So the sweetness and the rasa and the joy and the bliss of Radhakund is the same as the sweetness, joy, and bliss of Radharani. That's why the Brijvasis, they have the drishti. They have the bhav and they have the drishti. They have the sentiments, the feelings, and the vision. So with those moods in the heart, and those sentiments, then they see the reality. They see the world. So they see, they believe that Radhakund is Radharani. So they see, when they see Radhakund, they say, oh, Radharani. I'm having darshan of Radharani. I'm doing Radharani Prakrama. The ladies in the evening, they tell their daughters, hurry up, get dressed. Hurry up. And the daughters are dressing so nicely because they're going to go on Prakrama with their mothers. And the mothers are there, come on, hurry up. And the daughters are very careful about their hair and have their jeans, you know, and their t-shirt. And, you know, they just got to look very pukka, you know, because they're going to walk on the prickle with their mother and they're going to flirt with all the boys. As they go around behind their mother, they're going to look at this boy and that boy. So all the teenage girls are being teenage girls. Life is life. So the mother's hanging by the front door. Hanging by the front door is a chadar. That's their Radharani chadar. That represents their bhav, their Radharani bhav and their gopi bhav. So that's always there, the chatter. It's a little fancy because it's the idea is that I'm going to Radharani and I'm going to the Ras and I have to have beautiful clothes. So they have maybe sari, okay, nice sari, but then they have very fancy jari and gold, veil, dopat, whatever you call it, dopat, and that's hanging by the door. So they go on a prickle and they put it on like this and they put it over the shoulder. You ever see? The Brijbasi ladies. So they go around like this, and they think, oh, when they take that shutter, that veil or that shutter off the back of the door, the Brijbasi ladies think, oh, now I'm going to see Radharani. I'm going to see my Swamini Radharani, my Ishwari Radharani. I'm doing Radharani Prakrama. This is the Brijbasi Bhav. This is the Kundavasi. Radhakundavasi Bhav. This is Radharani. So some people, when Krishna was here on the planet, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, they saw, this is Krishna, he's Bhagavan. And other people say, he's some kind of bogus, half Vaishya, half Kshatriya, what is he? There's so many soldiers and warriors at the Kurukshetra, they said, they didn't think anything of him. Well, Krishna is nothing. Same Krishna. Everyone's looking at the Krishna, same Krishna. And some are saying, this is Bhagavan. Some are saying, oh, it's just some guy from Braj. Pretend he can't, because he's not really a Kshatriya, all he can do is drive a chariot. He can't shoot a bow, he can't wield a club. So he's just driving a chariot, Partha Sarathi. What kind of Kshatriya is this? Is it like just a, not, of course that's a very important job, no? So they're criticizing, especially Shishupal. You can imagine. But now this is Radhakund, is Radharani. So we're saying, oh, this is just a kund. same idea. We don't have the bhav, so we don't have the vision. So if you have the bhav that Krishna's here 5,000 years ago in Kurukshetra, you have the bhakti, you have the surrender, you have the mood in the heart, then you see, this is Krishna's Bhagavan, Sakshat Hari, right in front of me. Oh, hey, Bhagavan. But hundreds and hundreds of people, they didn't see that. He just sees the enemy party. We're the Kauravas, he's the Yadavas. They're the Pandavas, there's an enemy party. Virod party. Let's fight, let's kill. So the Brijvasis, they see the Radhakund and they see Radharani. Oh, I've always been like this. Everyone thinks like that. Taxi driver, Brahmin, everyone. Because they're bhaktas. They're devotees. Devotees think in a certain way. Devotees speak in a certain way. Devotees see the world in a certain way. So they're Radharani Bhaktas. Extraordinary people. That's why we want their mercy, their kripa. Always respect. How would I say? Love, serve, respect.